No.
Happy Sabbath.
My song is.
He's still working on me.
He's still
working on me to make me what I wanna be. It took me just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter. So I love you and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Marijuana is where a sign up on my heart. Don't judge him yet, there's enough finish for it. But I be working according to his plan, fashioned by the master loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took me just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. I love you, patient you must be. He's still working on me. On his world, a sign of him I see. If you wonder why, up on me. He helps you and I pray. Remember, he's the Father loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took me just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. I love you and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Make me what it'll be. It took me just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. I am impatient, he must be. He's still working on me. He's still working on me. He's still working on me.
Morning, church. That's what we call happy in Jesus. You see how happy she is to praise the Lord? I just want to thank God for reminding us that if the little child can do it, we can do it too. So often we get a chance to represent God and we turn our face the other way. Thank you, Danali, for lifting up Jesus and reminding us that he's still working on us. If men would recognize the goodness of God, if men would recognize how worthy God is to be praised, if man would give God thanks for all that he have done, what a blessing it would have been. The psalmist said, oh, if man would praise God for his goodness and for the wonderful things that he have done. When last have you stopped for a moment to reflect upon the goodness of God towards you? When last have you given God an half an hour? Or even 15 minutes of praise? When last have you stopped to evaluate all the wonderful things that God have done for you? Is not God worthy to be praised? And even when we come together collectively, When last have we truly put our hearts into worship? If we will not praise God, then God will find his praise some other place. It is true that many times we like to complain. We are complainers. It doesn't matter who you are. We are complainers. And we like to look at the glass that is half empty. And don't look at what is in the glass. So we talk about the glass need to be full, but we never give thanks for what is in the glass. When last have we stopped to say, God, we praise you for who you are? When last have we stopped to give God thanks for the ability to move and to have our being and to say, God, I appreciate the hands and the feet and the eyes that you have given me so that I can move. I'm here to tell you today that God is worthy to be praised. When the Lord gave me this topic, rejoice in the Lord, I'm saying, God, well, you know, we always praise you, but rejoicing. Rejoicing means that whether it is good times or bad times, you're going to rejoice in the Lord knowing that he will see you through. Whether in sickness or in health, you know those wedding vows, right? For better or for worse. Brothers and sisters, when we are serving God, we need to acknowledge him whether better or worse come. We need to hold fast. For if we believe, like Abraham, that God has something better in store, then the affliction that we are going through here are minor afflictions. Let us pray. Father God, this morning, we thank you for this privilege to come into your courts, God. And we are asking you, Lord, to forgive us for those times when we have come. And Lord, our mind is somewhere else, even though our body is here. I'm asking you this morning, oh God, to bring back our mind to the cross of Calvary. And Father, as we reflect upon the love that you have expressed there, bring our mind, oh God, to the heavenly sanctuary where Jesus Christ, our high priest, is ministering even at this moment to save us so that we can spend eternity with you. I beg and pray now, God, that you may hide me behind the cross. And I ask, oh God, that you may cultivate a mind in me even now that Jesus had. And Father, I ask now that you may cover this place with your angels and fill each heart with your spirit. And Father, whatever we offer to you today, we beg and pray that through Jesus Christ, it may be acceptable. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, I have been in love with the Psalms way before I became a Christian. And I have found pleasure in many of the Psalms. Psalms 27, Psalms 37, Psalms 91, Psalms 46. I have found pleasure in many of the Psalms. But I find pleasure in the Psalms that praise God. Because you see, David recognized how worthy God is to be praised. And he recognized that God is not just some God out there, but he is the creator of the heaven and the earth and the seas and the fountains of waters. In our world today, we have seen where men, the evil one, under his guidance, is using every tool he have to denounce that God is worthy to be praised. And he bring us a lot of distractions. And so our mind is so clouded and tired that when it comes to praise God, we find little time to do so, if we do. But I want to tell you today that we better start praising God for what he's doing for us. Praise God for the cross of Calvary. Praise God for the ministry that Jesus Christ is doing even at this time on our behalf. He's working tirelessly to bring salvation to a dying world. And so many times when he offers us salvation, we turn our back on him. How much his heart must have been broken. He must have been questioning, what more could I have done? Is there another sacrifice that I could put in place for the human that I have created in my likeness? Brothers and sisters, we are in a world that is consuming us. And even the things that God put in nature for us to understand that he is our creator, we don't even take time to go for a walk anymore. We don't take time to look at a butterfly and to look at the creative power that God have put into that butterfly and how the butterfly have started and the beauty that God expressed so that it could fly. And the trees. I was driving yesterday, and as I look at the trees, I said, this is maturity. Yes, they look like they're dying, and the leaves will fall off, but they didn't start that way. But they are in their maturest state right now. And it's one of the most beautiful things to drive in the country road and look at the different varieties of colors that remind us that our Creator is an awesome God. And he's worthy to be praised. When last have we stopped to sing songs to the Lord, lifting up his name because he is good. Thank you, Sister Marge, for bringing those songs, because we don't sing them so often. But you understand what I'm trying to do today, as God entrusted me to bring a message to you all and myself, that we should focus on him. Not on things, but on our Creator God. And Sister Stephanie, for those who were not here for the week, they would not have seen the joy that you have expressed in singing praise to God. Because you see, when we call for prayer, when we call for the congregation to come to worship God, we only see a few people. But I tell you, I'm here to warn you this morning that troublous time is coming. And we better put our house in order now. This is not a time for joke. This is serious time. And we don't understand what the enemy have planned. But I'm not worried about the enemy. I know that God have a better plan for us. He's going to usher us into a better place if we only believe. And so, in Psalms chapter 30, the 33rd Psalms, it said, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto the Lord with the palsy and in instrument of 10 strings. That means a guitar. You know, you ever see some people who play the guitar very skillfully? Praise God. It's not so much the instrument, but is the desire to tell God that we love you and we want to worship you. And whether we sing with the organ or the piano or a cappella, God is worthy to be praised. It's such a powerful thing when our hearts are united to do something. And I long to see when the whole church decided that we're going to worship God in the beauty of holiness. And sing, if Sister Stephanie alone can sing so powerful, can you just imagine if all of us come together and lift God up because of the goodness of God? Lift Jesus up because of his ministry that he's doing on behalf of sinful, wretched human beings today? Can you just imagine if we would have a praise in our hearts for God's goodness? When last have you stopped to say, God, when I look at my life and look at other places in the world, God, I'm happy to be here knowing that you have guided me to this place. The only time when we recognize God most time is when we are faced with perils. When the time is good, we are so busy. You have a good job, you are busy because you know you have to make sure that the bills are paid. But when you don't have a job, you come to Christ and said, Lord, I'm asking you to give me a job. And when we get the job, like the 10 lepers, they all cry out, Lord, we need cleansing. But when the cleansing came, the Bible said only one had returned to say, thank you, Lord. Why do you think Jesus recorded that story? Because, oh, if man would praise God for his goodness. Brothers and sisters, we must have a gratitude of praise and thanksgiving to God, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. When we think about God at this time, we learned this week about this heavenly sanctuary of God. First, the type and the antitype. And we learned that the ministry of Christ did not start at Calvary. The ministry of Christ was right there with Aaron. And today, he's still ministering on behalf of humanity. As a matter of fact, the sacrifice of bulls and goats, he have cut off. And he had put in place his own blood on behalf of humanity. How much more could God have done for us? And yet still, when we come together, we behave like we are dumb. We can't even say praise God. We're ashamed to praise God. But yet still, in other places we have a voice. Catch us on the outside. And all of a sudden we come alive. Let your aliveness start in the sanctuary of God. The psalmist said, when I enter into the sanctuary of God, I realize that something is different. We are in the very presence of the Almighty God. We were discussing one night with my brother, and we were talking about the beauty of the sanctuary. And we were talking about the Ark of the Covenant. And we were saying that wherever the covenant of God was, there was his glory. Brothers and sisters, when we come to this place, we come to meet with God in a collective way. Though our bodies are a temple, when we come together in this place, we come to worship God collectively. And so it should be a united effort to praise God because he's good. Too often, we allow the enemy to distract our mind. We are here in body, but our mind is somewhere else. I wonder how the angel must have felt when they looked and see how human beings acknowledge God. And they, in their pureness, does not stop for a moment to tell God that you are good, you are holy, you are righteous, you are just, to get our attention to worship. Oh, if man would praise God, if we would examine the things that God have done. Jesus said that Abraham died with a hope that there is a better place coming. I want to ask you today, are we living for that place? Are we living with that hope that God is at this time preparing a better place for us? And he's doing everything in his power to save us. Everything. And yet still, we are so stiff-necked that no matter what God put in our way, we are like the prophet. You know, the donkey have to speak before he get the attention of God. Can you imagine? All that God have put in his way to say, don't do it. He's still heading that way. And all that God is saying to us today, I want your attention. I want you to receive the gift of life that I have given to you. And yet still, we walked away. Because the enemy is telling us that there is something better on the outside. And all that he have in mind is to make sure that we don't enter into paradise. God who forms, who made all things, who spoke and it is done, who demonstrate his power and his love by becoming a babe, right? And in a few weeks' time, we will be singing Jesus in a manger. But let me tell you something. Jesus is not in a manger right now. That part of his ministry is over. And we'll be singing, O little town of Bethlehem. Let me tell you something. We need to sing about the eternal Canaan. That's where our hope should be right now. In a little while, we'll get ourselves indebted. And if you don't believe in what I'm saying is true, just remember how much you spent last year. We'll be going and we'll buy all these things. And the world, Satan, laugh at us. And when it comes to the ministry, the work that God have assigned us to do, we put little into it. But we will go out of our ways to make sure that everybody is given a gift. And a true gift. The only true gift. The only gift that have a value and an eternal blessing we ignore. I want to tell you a story. There once was a man who was complaining that he didn't have any shoes. And he was saying, look at me. I have to walk bare feet and I have no shoes. And he was just complaining and complaining. And as he walked, and as he walked down the road, he saw a man who had no feet, but he had a pair of shoes beside him. And then he began to reflect and said, wow, praise God that I have feet that have no shoes because I can walk. Too many times we don't take time out to look at the blessing that we have. I wonder if you understand what I'm trying to say to the church. Just the other day, there was peace in Israel. And then the devil decided it's time for war. And the war started. And out of this war, there's no one to say that let us pray for each other. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We're going to give it back to you the same way you give it to us. And this has been going on over and over. But brothers and sisters, this is not the place to fight for. We need to make every effort by God's grace with the blessing that he bestowed to us through Jesus Christ's ministry that we may make it into the heavenly Canaan. For only there and then will we understand and experience what true peace and joy is. You know, sometimes we worried about when the big things happen, we see it. But what about the little things that is happening? Where so many have been abused by substances. How do you see them? So many are mentally ill these days. So many are confused. So many are so troubled because of what they see. And the more we watch the television and we watch the news, is the more depressed we become. Brethren, God had given us liberty in Jesus Christ. And we need to hold fast to the promises of God. Leave the world and its system alone, because once it is ingrained in your mind that there is nothing better, guess what's going to happen? You become depressed and you become burdened down and troubled and just become sick. Rejoice in the Lord. for he is good. He had put in place provision for us to be saved. Stop worrying about this world. Pray for the people, but leave the world and its system alone. A lot of time when we come to prayer, we carry all the complaints to God, but we never stop to praise him. We come to God and we spend all the time praying. But what about praising God? What about praising God and said, God, you are so good that you hear my prayer. What about praising God? God, you have come true for us over and over. And today we just want to give you praise. We don't want to bring any petition to you today, God. We want to just praise you for your good. What a blessing it would be if someone who does know Jesus Christ should enter into this place and hear us just praising God, testifying that, God, you are worthy to be praised. You know, it's very hard to even get an amen in church, you know. But I hope you're listening, right? And after I finish, you will praise God, right? Praise God, yes. The psalmist declare, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depths of the storehouses. Let all the earth fear him, the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And what the fear that we're talking about is to honor God, not being afraid of God. All right? Do you thank God for the family that you're in? Or do you just complain about the little problem that we have in the family? Do you thank God that you even have a family? When last did you stop and said, God, I'm thanking you publicly for my family? And let the family hear that you appreciate what God had entrusted around you. When last have you evaluated your job and said, God, even me you have provided a job for? When last? Are you just take it for granted, get up off the bed, put your clothes on, and take a shower and run to work, and you have a bad day at work and you came home, I'm coming from the slavery, right? And that's how we treat our job sometimes. Oh man, I'm just coming off the slave. Never thank God that you have a job. Sound like a joke, right? It's true. If man would recognize the goodness of God, if we would recognize the people that God have entrusted into our sphere, if we would thank God for our neighbors, because, you know, some people have some bad neighbors. We learned that this morning, that despite all that was happening, Abraham could praise God through his kindness. A lot of time we are so troubled that we forgot that it's God who is holding us together. It is God who is protecting us from the evil hands of the wicked one. And just think about it. If we were not saved by God's grace, where you think you would be today? If God had not called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, can you just imagine if we are under God's protection and we are so challenged? If you didn't have that protection, some of the places that some of us came from, but we are here and we are blessed in the Lord. Some of us have some Nazareth experience. You know what they said about Nazareth, right? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, it can. We learned this morning that God loves people. He doesn't like what we do that is against his will, but he loves people and he has made provision for those things that we are doing wrong to be corrected and become right. And if we would just give God the praise and the glory and acknowledge that no one deserves my praise other than God. And we would not look so sad. We'd be saying, God, look at my life. You see this piece of clay, God, and you see something good in this piece of clay. So that you are preparing this piece of clay for eternity. Think about it. And if we believe that truly there is a heaven, if we believe that even at this moment in time, Jesus Christ's eyes is at 250 Brooklyn Avenue, then we should be saying, praise God. And then God is looking at each person in each pew. Know how many chunks of hair is in your head. And he's still saying that you belongs to me, I belongs to you. Amen. And it doesn't matter what anybody else said. It doesn't matter how someone else evaluates you. Just remember that Jesus Christ died for you. He is interceding on your behalf this moment. And as long as his priestly ministry is going on, you have hope. No wonder the scripture said, if you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. If you hear him today, don't deny the gift of salvation. As a matter of fact, the scripture said that in Sodom and Gomorrah and in Sidon, he said the work that Jesus did in his earthly ministry at the time when he was on earth, if those people had seen the miracles and the signs of God, they would have been repented. And we have heard about Sodom. We have heard about the work of God's ministry in Jerusalem and around Jerusalem. And today, we have the privilege to look back and to say, what a mighty God we serve. We can look back at the cross of Calvary and see what sin have done. And we can think about the paradise that Jesus Christ left to come and to bear our sin. And if we believe that, then we can say, God, you love me that much that you would bear my shame, my guilt, and my punishment. And if we believe that, if that is not enough for you to praise God, I don't know what is. Our nothingness out of Christ. And God, through Jesus Christ, had given us the privilege to become sons and daughters of God. We are destined for a priesthood, royal priesthood, to be a holy people. And no wonder when you hear me in church and I say, praise God, if you want to look at me, it's okay. But I know what God have done. And so I praise him. I'm not ashamed to praise God wherever I go. My wife will tell you. I praise God anywhere I go, I praise God. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. And so my brothers and sisters, whatever you are going through at this time, remember that God can change things for you. And if God can change things for me, he can change things for you too. The problem is, too many times we are looking at the problem and we don't look at the one who said, here's my hands and my feet. Take me and let him go. Take me and let her go. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ loves you more than you love yourself. Because if we love ourselves, guess what? We'll be running for shelter. Right? We'll find shelter and solemnness and peace in the arms of Jesus Christ. But just like the children of Israel, when Jesus looked at all that he had done and realized that they have turned their back on him, and he wept. I pray that today, if God is speaking to you today, you will not allow the enemy to allure you to turn your back on Jesus and break his heart. Every one of us, it doesn't matter how much value you put on yourself, Jesus Christ sees you as candidate for heaven. And he will do until you deny him totally everything in his power to save you. And it doesn't matter how many times you have erred. It doesn't matter how many times you have messed up. The blood applied is able to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and to present you faultless before the throne of grace and mercy. Amen. That's what true love is. Holding no records of wrong, but erasing wrong through love. And if we would understand that, we would find praise and we will always be thankful to God. Sometime I'm working by myself and I just have to sing some hymns of praise, thanking God that despite where I'm at, sometime my wife don't even know where I'm at working. And I said, God, if I should feel bad here, maybe nobody would even find me. But God each time protect me and work with me. The first thing before I start working, I said, God, help that our day may be productive because I'm not working alone. Right? And so, brothers and sisters, recognize God in your circumstances. Recognize God wherever you are, that he is there. Amen. And if you do that, you will always feel that sheltered, that protection, knowing that God is with you all time and not sometime. And when everything is said and done, you will reflect upon the day that have passed and you will say, God, thank you for being with me this day. Oh, brothers and sisters, oh, if man would praise God for his goodness, for the wonderful work that he have done, taking your place, bearing your shame, being bruised, being battered, being spat upon because of me, because of you. And when we think about that love, we can only say, God, forgive me for so busy not to take time out to evaluate all the love that you have expressed on my behalf. And I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, no matter where you find yourself right now, there is a hand that is not short, that is ready to lift you up and to present you faultless before his throne of grace and mercy. And I pray, even now, that by God's grace, someone here today, you might be wondering, is this the right place to be? Is God worthy of my time? Is he worthy of my future? I pray that you may say yes to Jesus today. And even now, I'm asking you, if you are struggling and you want us to pray for you, I always like to give a chance for someone to acknowledge Jesus and to pray for you, because you see, it's not just talking. It's about making decision, knowing that Jesus Christ is worthy to be Lord of our lives. If you're here and you want us to pray for you, I would invite you to come. I don't like to preach too long because, you see, my message is sufficient. And I don't want you to lose what I'm saying. I'm saying to you today that there is no other one that deserves your praise and your time and your worship other than Jesus Christ. So if you are here today and you are struggling and you want us to pray for you, I just invite you to come on down at this time. Brothers and sisters, out there is dangerous. But under the shadow of the Almighty, we can stay strong. If you are so moved at this time, I invite you to come. We are seeing a lot of things being taking place in our world today. Just in Maine. We only hear about Maine that is a beautiful place to be. But destruction strike. Don't let destruction catch you out of the arms and the protection of Jesus Christ. Is there such a one who wants to come and let us pray for you? You have never given Jesus Christ a chance in your life, and you have heard the message today, and you want us to pray for you. Please come. Please come. I'm not the one who is calling you. It is Jesus who is saying, come. I'm just the mouthpiece. So if you don't want to come, you cannot say that, God, you didn't love me, because he invites you to come. Praise the Lord, my sister. And my little son, I see you coming week after week because God is saying, I want you to be a part of my kingdom. Anyone else want to come before we pray? If you are moved, come, brothers. God is calling us to be faithful, to be strong for him. And when the day comes, you don't have to be looking who is on your side, because guess what? All who are destined for heaven will have the same desire to be with the Lord. And those who have heard his voice and have turned their heart away from him will be the one who is a loser. We are on the winning team despite all that is happening right now. Anyone else want to come before we pray? If you leave here with burdens, guess what's going to happen? You're still going to have it when you go outside. If you leave here struggling and you didn't give Jesus a chance, the struggle will be real on the outside. This is the place where burdens are lifted. And if you don't lift it here, guess what? There is no chance outside for your burden to be lifted. Because the enemy camp is on the outside. Jesus is our hope. And I want to tell you that if Jesus have done it for me, he can do it for you. Praise the Lord, sister. You have been struggling. You have been torn between two places. You want to be on the Lord's side, but there is a power and an energy that is pulling you over on the other side. And you know that if you stay on the other side, you are going down. Today, Jesus is saying, hold on to my hand, and I will never let you go. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, you have expressed your word through the Psalms, that we should rejoice in you who have made all things for us. Lord, we should rejoice in you because you have demonstrated your love on Calvary. We should rejoice in you, O God, even now because of your priestly ministry that is taking place in the heavenly sanctuary. God, thank you that you have not declare that the work is done as yet. Today, God, we have heard your call. And we know, God, we know where we are with you. But like many who have gone before us, even those who have came out of Egypt, and they murmur and complain and they they bicker about everything. We understand that the land of promise that was made for them, they did not inherit it. Even so, today we know, God, that the place that Jesus is preparing at this time, many of us will not inherit it because we have denied to give you praise. Father, please do not hold our sins against us today. Lord, this stony heart, we are praying, God, that somehow through your power, through your great weaknesses, oh God, that our hearts may move at the prompting of your spirit. Even right now, God, if we are sitting down, Lord, and you are speaking to our hearts, I pray, God, that we may call you in as you knock on our heart's door. I thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters who have stand up. You know what their needs are. I ask you, oh God, for my brothers who have come from afar. You have brought them to this place today, God. I pray that you may bless them and do not send them back the same way they came. I thank you for my sisters and my little brother, Lord, who have stand up. God, want to be a part of your eternal kingdom. I ask your blessing. Whatever their struggles are, we know, God, that you can break those chains and you can send them away rejoicing in Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray today and I thank you. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, that you are worthy to be praised. Father, I pray for those that are on Zoom at this time, wherever they are, whether they are traveling in their car, whatever is going on, I ask your blessing. I pray, God, that you may bring those that are traveling to their destination as they listen. And Father, I pray now that the power of your spirit may come and dwell within us, as Jesus prayed, that he may be in us and we in him. Even so, Lord, let it be done. We beg and pray in his name. Amen. Amen. Please go back to your seat and we thank you.